Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
What I want to talk about today, I've entitled, After His Likeness. After His Likeness. I try to, by the grace of God, to fashion every message around the concept of kingdom. Not Christianity, not just, you know, traditional church stuff, but kingdom. Everything about Jesus was kingdom. If you read, and he also said this, which is important, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Then shall the end come. That's important to understand and to know, not just to, you know, let fly by you, but think about it. He said the gospel of the kingdom. Noah, he told him to build an ark. God didn't send rain till the ark was complete. So God says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. Then shall the end come. Somebody say amen real loud.
Amen.
Thank you. Let me give you just some statements here I've written down. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about faith this morning after his likeness, but let me start with a verse of scripture, very well known to all of us. I won't call it common or familiar because we never want to get familiar with the scriptures. But it's something that we're aware of. And that's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. I'll just read verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish, the fowl, cattle, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. One thing God didn't say that he gave men dominion over was one another. You'll save yourself a whole lot of headache when you stop trying to control people and control your circumstances, control everything. When you stop that and learn to trust God, you'll find a whole lot of headache stops, a whole lot of blood pressure goes back down. A lot of things will happen physically, mentally, spiritually. Right? So God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. We are created, and you don't ever see the word human. I don't think the word human is in the Bible. Now, I don't think it is. I've never seen it in there, human. Anybody seen it there? Y'all read the Bible? All right, this is just food for thought. Look it up. But we're created after his likeness. That means we are to function as God functions. Notice in the very beginning, beginning of scriptures in Genesis, God says, right?
Amen.
He speaks. So how does God function? He speaks things. He speaks things into his, first he fashions, this is how God operates. First, he determines what he wants. Before he determined that he wanted light, before he spoke light be, he determined that he wanted light. Then he said light be. This is how God functions. When Jesus said in Mark 11, he said, if you will say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. First of all, you have to determine what it is, what the end is that you are wanting. If we're going to operate like God operates. Now, this is foreign to our thinking, you know, because so much tradition and so much religious thinking. kingdom is not religion. As a matter of fact, the kingdom is a country. One amen up front. Y'all's job is to say amen.
Amen.
We are dialoguing here. See where we mistake things sometimes is we want to intellectually grasp it. I'm talking to your spirit man first. Your spirit don't have to understand it all to grasp it. Just when you are in agreement with it. See, because your intellect, some stuff I'm going to say, you may not catch it right away. And you have to go back and look at it and do your own study on it and search and then say, okay, I see what was said here. And see, you miss out on some stuff here because it's your spirit that needs to be fed first. The intellect, and then see, sometimes you come in and your intellect is all clouded up anyway. You know, children were acting right when you left home and, you know, had a flat tire on the way to work or you had an argument or something, you know, something, so your mind is all cluttered. That's why we pray, so that you can get free from that and get your spirit in alignment. Because we walk by the spirit, not by the intellect. That'll catch up. Amen. So it's real important to understand it. Say this with me. As I speak,
as I speak, I create.
I create.
I create
as I speak. Understand, the worlds were created through words.
Amen, amen.
Hebrews 11 and 3. If we'll pull that up real quick. I just want to give you a little bit of background, foundation that we're going to build on today. And build your faith. True faith. Hebrews 11, 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. The worlds were framed by what? No, he just waved the magic wand. No, he spoke words. And the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, it's through faith. As I said earlier, your intellect doesn't have faith in it. It's reasonings and all that stuff in the intellect. Your spirit has faith. As I said, you know, even if you have to say amen by faith, say it by faith. Because see, it's by faith that we understand. If you're ever going to really grasp it and understand, you got to receive it by faith. Not know it first. That's what a mistake. That's where the mess up comes in. People have to show me. Make me understand it first. And then, you know, my bank account don't say I can do that. Did God tell you to do it? I'm about to come out this jacket, Pastor, and start preaching hard here. Listen, let me go as far as to say this. Don't build your faith on what God shows you. Build your faith on God, period. Faith. If you ain't seen nothing, then you have trouble believing. But God is God all by himself. And there will be times he will test or allow you to be tested with silence. It's not that God is mad at you either. Usually there's certain, you know, when a teacher teaches in a class, she's always up teaching and talking and teaching. But when the test time comes, she ain't saying nothing. She ain't gonna give you no answers. No, it's test time. Write what you know or what you think is right. What did I teach you? It's just a test time. You ain't heard from God. Well, something wrong. What I do? You don't know who you are. I'm going back up here. Don't build your faith on what God showed you. Build it on God, period. hell or high water, sunshine, cool breeze, it don't matter. God don't change. His purpose for you hadn't changed. Battling sickness, disease, infirmity, God hadn't changed. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. You got to stop looking at yourself like something is wrong with you. Let's get into this. God said, and the story of creation is that worlds are created through words. Now, you have to understand, this is how God sees this thing. Words and things are the same. In creation, words and things, the word in the Hebrew is dabar. Words and things are the same. In the Hebrew, you cannot distinguish between words and things. The word is the thing. So sometimes you got a lot of stuff in your life that you don't want because you've been saying it. Because the word is the thing. And you said it long enough to bring it in. Amen. This is how God operates. And guess what? You are after his likeness. And it's time to take responsibility. Words are real. They are concrete. They build. They tear down. They last. I talk about the word abracadabra. That's out of the Talmud. That's ancient word. It's not just a magician pulling rabbits out of a hat. That word is an ancient word, abracadabra, and it means I create as I speak. You cannot differentiate between a word and the thing. You and I both create worlds as we speak. Now, you ain't going to create it by just saying one word. But when you get developed, when you start to grow and get developed and anointed in what you say, and you're not just saying words, but you mean what you say. You know, you get around some people sometimes, they say a lot of stuff, they don't mean it. You know, their words are empty because they talk too much, first of all. They talk about everything, so there's no real power in their words. But you get around somebody that means what they say and speaks with authority. See, that's the authority of a king. And the word of a king is law. And look at somebody and tell them, I'm a king. Have you lost sight of that fact, that reality, that you are called to be a king and a priest, and that your words are to carry life and carry power? And when you say something, you need to mean what you say and say what you mean and stop playing. Tell somebody right now, stop playing with the devil. See, the first thing he attacked with Eve was not her car. If she had one. He attacked her identity. Guess what? That's what he ain't after your car, your house, your finance, your bank account. He's after your identity.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.